Debbie Allen joins us right now at PNP Network, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I'm a big fan of yours. Followed you since many, many years ago when you started with Fame and all that other stuff that you did. And I love that. I used to love that show.
I love it, too. I still love it.
I know.
I'm still really close to those kids. We've kind of grown up together here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what really upset me, though, more than anything else about that show.
What?
See, I fell deeply in love with Nia Peoples, and they killed her off.
Well, you know, that's the drama, you know, the drama. But she's alive and well in that other show.
I know she is. She's lovely.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Yes.
Found her in an open call audition one day.
Really?
Yeah.
And Erica Gimple, another one who, she's the one who did the actual theme song for that show. But it was a hit for Irene Cara, though.
Well, it was really Irene Cara's song. That was
yes.
The theme
right.
song.
Right.
And Erica, we found out of High School of Performing Arts in New York, and she was literally 16 years old. And Carla Imperato was also 17 years old.
Wow.
So that was a great time in television.
So most of these guys still in showbiz, the people that were on
oh,
show?
Oh, yeah. They're doing theaters, they're doing series, they've become directors. Lee Carreri is actually scoring movies and television series right now. I think I'm probably still closer to Gene Anthony Ray than anybody. Well, not closer, but I see him more often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's he doing?
He's all right. He had a bit of a tough time coming out of the series and a lot of personal challenges in his family. And he started doing European tours and cruises and stuff like that. But I see him frequently at my dinner table. He's still one of my sons, always will be.
Yeah. Well, you did a great job, and Lydia was a wonderful inspiration to a lot of people as the dance instructor there. A lot of people actually got into showbiz from that show.
So many. I mean, and still now, I mean, the fallout is still coming. I mean, when I see people like R. Kelly and Queen Latifah and even Little Kim, who are always, you know, eager to say they were inspired by the work to do what they do.
Mm. You know, it's funny, we mentioned Irene Cara earlier, and I was doing a little bit of checking into your career,
mm-hmm.
and what did I find but that you actually did a show with her in it?
I did a show, you're talking about the Broadway show?
No, actually, well, I'm thinking about Roots, The Next Generations.
Oh, yeah, Roots.
Where
yeah,
she played Bertha and you played Nan Branch Haley.
Alex's first wife.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, we had worked together previously before that when she was just a little girl. She was starring in a Broadway musical about space, and I was the assistant choreographer. And I was kind of like, I don't know, very close to her, and she wanted me to be in the show. She was just adorable. Adorable.
Well, your career is, you've done so many different things. It's not like you just are a choreographer, or you're just an actress, or a director, or a producer. Or
yeah.
You've done so many different things. Is there any that, do you favor one over the other?
Well, you know, I'm still finding new things. And I, you know, I started writing. My first children's book came out last year, Brothers of the Night. And just last week, my new children's book is out called Dancing in the Wings, about a young girl who wants to be a ballerina, but she's considered too tall, and people make fun of her. So writing is turning into a whole other extension of my, you know, creativity that I'm exploring. I'm really enjoying a lot.
Wow. I wish that I had a copy of that if I had a little girl. It'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Your publisher should have sent one along. Could have,
I'll make sure that I send it to you then.
Wow,
I'll
I can't
send
believe
you
that.
A copy. It's a lovely book. It encourages young people to follow their dreams no matter what anybody says, which is something kids need, a message like that.
Absolutely.
They need it a lot. So I'm doing that. My ballet is playing in Atlanta, the Alliance Theater, Soul Possessed. I did a new ballet this summer.
And you have a TV show on
cool
every Friday
women
night
is
at 8.
Bomb. Cool Women, this has been like a real new undertaking to do this profile documentary series, which
it's a nice inspirational idea, though.
It really is. You know, when you, you know, for me personally, this part of why I really did it, I was sure I would enjoy meeting and exploring these amazing women and learning something along the way. And the show does that. You learn about these women and what their accomplishments and their challenges and struggles are. You're inspired by them. But I think it just will raise the level of respect for what women do and can do.
I think
at a time where we need it.
The media itself likes to hype on negative things, and it's nice to see something positive, not just about women, but about human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the women who you profile, people who organized the Million Mile March and the director of a camp for AIDS kids. I mean, these are people who don't really get in the headlines. They deserve a little bit of credit for what they're doing.
Well, that's what's really great about it, because we talk about who are the real role models. We had this conversation last week, and I said, when I was growing up, the role models were people that were in our community that we knew that were doing things, and that's what this is. We're looking at women who are affecting the lives of people in their immediate area, or maybe it may ripple into a bigger arena. But they're women who are not famous, but women who should be celebrated and honored and, respected. And that's a good thing to do, and that's a wonderful thing to see and to know about these women.
And, of course, you do have some nice celebrities joining you on the show.
Well, that was really great to create a forum. I wanted to, instead of having a celebrity narrate, I wanted the women to tell their own stories. And to get people the visibility to do dramatic readings or sing a song or something that would celebrate who the women are. And I got great, great support from people like Kate Capshaw, Jasmine Guy, Vivica Fox, General Colin Powell, my sister Felicia Rashad, Cameron Manheim. I mean, it's a long list of wonderful people that have joined in celebrating, and they did it because they were equally excited to know about these women and to bring attention to it. So the forum is something that's a little fresh. It's a documentary, but it certainly has an entertainment value that most documentaries it's a little different. Let's just put it that way.
We're talking to a cool woman. Her name is Debbie Allen. The show is called Cool Woman, and it's on every Friday night at 8 o'clock on the Romance Classics channel. And I understand they're trying to find some cool women around the country right now, and people can nominate them.
Yeah, I mean, they can log on to the Romance Classics website, and, we're going to create our own website soon. I've got to create mine. And this will be great because I spent the first 3 months just researching to find the women, and I know there's a list that goes on forever of women that we can profile.
And there's tons of people out there right now listening who may know somebody that they think is a cool one. They don't have to be a superstar, but they could be doing something that's real important to the world or to their community. And you can go to romanceclassics.com or call 1-888-32-COOL-2 and get information on that. It's kind of a cool thing. I like that.
Well, thank you for that. I sure hope we get a lot of reaction, and I just hope people like the show and, write letters and, express their feelings, because that helps us keep going.
Mm. Well, I noticed that you've done lots of different things on the Tube and on Broadway and everywhere else. What about other, like a sitcom type of thing? Have you ever thought about that? I know Felicia obviously did The Cosby Show. Have you thought in that angle at all?
You mean in terms of being in one
or
creating
something? Yeah, or running it or
well, I'm actually
it.
Working on something right now that's about for the Fox Family Channel that I'm real hopeful about.
Mm.
And it's about a woman who's involved in the world of dance and struggling to raise her kids. So television, I think, has a need for many new voices. There's a lot of wonderful, gifted, talented people. But I think we could probably stand to have a little more weighted stories on television. I mean, the Cosby Show was funny. And
it was
delightful. But every show was somehow about something that was so interesting even if it was simple.
And the fact is, Debbie, that the Cosby Show also presented two African Americans in professional jobs with very positive vibes in the family.
Yeah, it was kind of an awakening for America to recognize, hey, you know, we live many different ways, just like the rest of the world. So that really was a jumping point for so many of the shows that are on television right now. Cosby.
Absolutely.
Becoming number one for so many years and anchoring, you know, being the cornerstone for NBC to be number one for years made, you know, television executives pay attention to an audience that often was marginalized or talent that was often marginalized.
Your sister actually had the it was a good experience, a bad experience of being asked to get married over the TV. I actually watched that night when he asked her.
Were you watching? I was taking a walk. I missed it.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And everybody was just sitting there waiting to find out if the answer was going to be yes or not.
Wow, he was sweating it out. I said, wow, Felicia, did you just have to say yes? Or did you want to? She said, I wanted to. I said, okay. That's a pressure situation. That's what I call a pressure situation.
Was there any competition between you and your sister in terms of both being in showbiz and, you know, sibling rivalry?
No. The only thing Felicia and I ever used to fight over were, like, socks and bobby pins. We've been best friends a long time, and we, you know, came out of a family and coming out of the South where we were, you know, in the 60s fighting for just basic civil rights. There was no sense of competition. Any success of any family member was success for the whole family.
Hmm.
And that's how we were born and raised, and that's how we are now. She was just at my house last night till really late. We're best friends, and we're still looking for something to do together because we really like to be together.
You guys are both cool women, that's why.
Yeah, she's a real cool woman.
You're talking about cool. You still talk to LL Cool J at all?
I see him every now and then, and whenever I see him, it's great because we really love each other. We had such a good time doing In the House.
That was a great show. I liked that show.
It was great, wasn't it?
I thought it was fun. I was really peed off at NBC that they didn't keep it on.
Well, they didn't keep it on, and then when it changed networks, you know, they didn't see the value in what was happening with the family, which is, you know, part of the reason I left, but also I had to go do Amistad. I had to leave to go do that.
But it was on after Fresh Prince. It was produced by Quincy Jones, and it was a nice show.
It was nice. It was well written, very funny. Winifred Hervé is a great writer. She's great. So, and they're really, you know what? It's really doing so well in reruns. It's like one of their most popular shows.
Do you ever see Maya Campbell and
Maya
and Jeffrey Wood? Your children on the show.
Jeffrey is actually related to my husband. So I see him often at birthday parties and things like that. Mai, I don't see very much at all. I've kind of lost touch with her. But LL and I will always be good friends. Love him and his family, Simone and their kids.
Lisa,
so well.
Lisa Arundel did a great job providing a really nasty attorney on that show.
Yes, yeah, she was good. And she's doing some other good stuff now.
It's great to see everybody doing so well, and especially you, because we kind of watched you grow up in the public eye.
Yeah, it's kind
of. And now you're just you're not a cool girl anymore. You're a cool woman.
I'm a real cool woman.
You're a cool woman.
Anchoring down.
Long cool woman in a black dress. Remember that song? The Hollies.
Mark.
Yes, I'm just a wild guy. What can I say?
You are funny. That's
but anyway, the Romance Classics every Friday at 8 o'clock. You can tune in the show that Debbie has done a great job as executive producer and director of. It's called Cool Woman, and every Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And also, you can nominate your own cool woman by going to the romanceclassics.com website or calling 888-32-COOL-2. I'd like to nominate my wife, actually.
Really?
She's a cool woman.
Yeah, I bet she is.
She puts up with me, Debbie.
I'm about to say she's got a lot of personality and strength. I think she's having fun, though.
I think she probably is.
I think she's having a good time. Well, thank you.
Hey, Debbie, thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
And, okay, Mark.
You take care of yourself. yourself.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Debbie Allen.